Welcome to No Suits, No Secrets. My name is Joanne. I am joined today by the amazing Bonnie and Dawn. And you get the three of us. It's a no guest episode, which means we are spilling some tea. We are diving into a topic I think is really important today. And we are going to talk about how to sell in your content without feeling icky. There's no other, we're going into the ick factor today. There's no other way around it. And I think it's an important topic because it's something that I am seeing a lot of people ignore. Or if they're not ignoring it, they're going too far one way or the other. How about that? One way is they're selling so hard in every piece of content. They look like a virtual door-to-door salesman or that icky used car salesman, and nobody wants to stop and listen to that. Right? Or on the other side, which is really what we're seeing a lot of right now, is nothing is being sold at all. And it's like, honey, if you're not selling anything, you don't have a business. You're just friend zoning everyone online with no purpose. And that's not what we're here for either. We need to have conversions. We need to build a real business that is monetized. So we're going to dive in and talk about a few things that should help you that you can implement immediately into your content and feel more confident as you start selling. So let's dive into it. Good morning, ladies. How y'all doing today?
Fantastic. Always happy to have the
Excellent.
three of us.
Yes.
It's,
Awesome.
you know what?
Awesome. Nice to see everybody.
It's just a good freaking time. But it just is. It's just a good time.
Got to hold the giggles in because you know people are listening. You don't want to interrupt everybody, but yeah, we have a really good time.
I think the giggles are fine. They can handle it, right? Y'all can handle it. It makes us human, which is one of the points. If we were just sitting here reading off of an AI script of what ChatGPT told us we should say for a meaningful podcast, it would be pretty flippin' boring.
It would sound like an interview. Please,
It
Joanne,
would.
tell me about.
And point number two, we're going to cover, right? There is a human factor involved. And I know AI is big. A lot of people are using AI as their new boss, telling them what to do instead of as their assistant that they're brainstorming with. There is a big difference. And it really is just the new way people are copying content. Instead of just scrolling and going, well, I saw Susie make this video and it had 5,000 likes. So I'm going to copy the same dang thing. And I'm going to get 5,000 likes and I'm going to feel good because now I'm doing it. But it's not your voice. It's not your personality. It's not your quirkiness that makes us all human and amazing and weird and memorable. And now we're doing the same thing with AI. So, one of the things you need to do, honestly, to start having conversions happen is being yourself, being human, putting that into your content. I think that's an important piece.
It's a massive piece. Think about as you're scrolling through Instagram, Facebook, TikTok nowadays, and you start reading and you go, oh, I'm going to scroll right past because that sounds exactly like the one that I just read and the one that I read before that. Copy and paste, copy and paste. Part of, building your connection with your audience is it has to sound like you. If it doesn't sound like you and it sounds like a robot, why would I be interested in continuing the conversation?
Because it worked for somebody else, it should work for me, right?
Right.
And everyone's saying, well, now ChatGPT, I just got to use AI and it's going to be a marketing master and it's going to tell me exactly what to say because that's what will get me views and get me conversions. But you have to train your ChatGPT.
I was going to say, I could train my ChatGPT that I'm the Queen of England and it's going to give me all the content I want.
About why you are the Queen of England.
That's right. That's right.
There's a reason we call the king a queen.
That's right. It's not Google, And it is not it, but it is a fantastic way to brainstorm. If we're just talking ChatGPT, later on in future episodes, we're going to dive further into AI and how you can really use it to your benefit to make things a little bit easier in your life. But
Right.
it's still not your boss.
You're the
It's not
boss
in
of the
charge,
robot.
and it's not telling you how you should run your business.
Right.
Because
I think
if
that's
you, yeah, if you're following that, it's telling the same thing to everybody else,
I
unless
think
it's
that's the
trained
biggest problem
correctly.
that most people find is if I rely on having ChatGPT run my business, now I'm an employee again. You're the boss. It's your business. You have to use the capabilities of AI to help you just become maybe a more expressed version of yourself, to help you with ideas, to help you with brainstorming, to help you with, expanding your vision. But again, it's not the boss of you. You're the boss of it. Treat it like your personal assistant. You can have it help you do the things that you're trying to accomplish. But you're still the boss. And I think what a lot of people run into is the pushback. There's not enough pushback on, no, that doesn't sound like me. No, I don't like that. No, actually, I need something that's a little spicier, a little saucier, a little, I need it to sound more like me. And a lot of people are running into that generic factor.
Yeah, it's really vanilla. Really
Very
vanilla.
vanilla. Yeah. It's
Really
interesting. Sorry.
not memorable at all.
Right.
I love AI because even with the collective, it's helped me in automating things and workflows and stuff like that. But if this was a personal assistant that I was paying 6 figures a year to help us, I would definitely push back. Those aren't my expectations. This isn't what we want. This is not our vision. This is not our voice. And that goes back to who's your avatar? Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
Bingo.
there's a lot of things that needs to be decided by you, not by AI. There
What a
is
great
work
point.
involved. There
What a
is
great
work involved.
point. Sorry.
No, it's really it's I know people are looking for I need easy. I need it to be so easy. I don't want to work. I'm trying to leave work. But I want to make money right now. So I'm just going to put in the prompt that somebody gave me, and then I'm going to do whatever it tells me, even though I don't feel aligned. I'm not excited. I don't have that joy in my gut when I wake up. I can't wait. You need to be excited about what you're doing. You need to love making content because you know exactly who you're serving. You know exactly who you're helping. I mean, after our live call within our private community yesterday, all three of us were absolutely lit up
Yep.
because we were serving our ideal avatar, and we knew instantly we made a difference because we all were getting personal reach out afterwards too. Not even in the middle of the call, but personal reach out afterwards with thank you. I appreciate you. That was amazing. I'm excited for the future again. I'm excited for my business. Now I know what to focus on. But that's huge. Those are huge wins. And if you're not feeling those things about your business, especially in the beginning, before you've even made a dollar, and we haven't even been around a month, for heaven's sakes. We're gonna go into the trust factor here in a minute,
Oh,
but
yeah.
it comes back to you got to feel excited about who you're trying to reach, who you're trying to help, and feel good about it that you're helping them.
Joanne, I know we've talked about the trust factor a lot.
Yeah.
And before we even jump into that aspect, you had hit a note earlier today when we were talking, and you mentioned most people aren't selling, they're hinting. I'd love to dive deeper into that because I think
Let's.
that's a great segue into the trust factor.
Right. There is this point where people don't want to feel icky. Right. So there's a fear to go for the ask. Create content that has tips in it. Create content that is very specific on And if you would like XYZ from me further, if you would like to hop on a one-on-one call, whatever it is that you're doing, be specific and offer it. I was given once a master, this I was at a mastermind. I was in like a program that met three times live a year. And I remember sitting there and I had a total aha moment. I was young and newer to all this space. And they said, it's a disservice to not make an offer because they will actually feel offended that you don't want to work with them.
Wow.
Ooh.
What an interesting perspective. And that the reality too, think about that. If I'm on socials and I'm offering you tips or certain things that I can do to help you, and then at the end, I'm not being very, very explicit and clear on my offer as to what it is that I can actually help you with, that level of trust isn't there anyway. What a great way to build that level of trust very quickly. And you don't need to do it over 6 months, as we talked about in our private session. You can do it in a post. If your post is clear and your offer is clear, and they understand that here's the problem that I have and they can help me fix it, I'm in.
And they feel like if I'm making an offer, I want to actually help you.
Yes.
And when you don't make an offer, they think, wow, they don't, I must not be their client. They don't want to work with me. So I'm going to go find somebody that does. So how many sales have you lost because you were afraid to make an offer and they ultimately just thought you didn't want to work with them?
Think
That
about
might
that.
be.
How much money have I left on the table? Because through my content, someone actually felt that I thought they were unworthy to work with me.
Right, because the offer was never made.
Right. Or the offer was unclear. That's crazy.
I'm going to put a twist on this. How many people going into the trust, they don't make the offer because they don't truly trust what they're promoting. Like,
No.
I'll promote this because I see so and so doing this and they've had a lot of success online. Well, they probably believe in what they're selling and promoting. But because they made, for all practical purposes, $1 million selling pencils, I'm going to go sell the same pencils. Well, you don't use pencils, you use pens. So why
Yeah,
not
you don't even
promote?
like pencils.
You don't even
So you
like
don't even
pencils.
want to make content around pencils.
But I can make $1 million selling pencils, which obviously I'm exaggerating for the fun of it.
Right,
But
right.
why not find something that you actually want to promote and sell?
Yeah, because you, a business, and I don't care what you've been told prior to deciding that you want to try and launch something online. It's not a set it and forget it. It's something you're building over years. Yes, you can have income and start monetizing immediately. You absolutely can. But the goal is to keep building it and growing and expanding, right? So, why are, if we're chasing a product by the dollar amount somebody else made, we're looking for a quick buck and it's not going to happen. And then we turn around and say, oh, it's a scam and it's bad and I hate it. And oh, I have to post all this content and I can't stand it. I don't know what to post. Well, yeah, you don't know what to post because you hate the product.
Exactly.
Right. You
Yep.
don't
Nailed it.
feel aligned with it.
If you're not
And
aligned with the product or service that you're going to be promoting, your audience can see that immediately anyway. So if trust is ideally what you're trying to build over the shortest period of time, you have to believe in what it is that you're offering. Trust yourself. Right. Oh my
First and
gosh, love
foremost.
that.
Absolutely. And then make adjustments and keep going. But it comes down to really, yeah, you have to like what you're doing. You have to believe in it in some form or fashion that it's going to make a difference and you're going to enjoy creating content about it and for people that would want it as well. So we've mentioned trust a few times. No, like and trust is huge. If anyone's been in the business space, been in the online space, they've heard that phrase. You need to have no like and trust. The trend right now is teaching this no like and trust takes a long time. So I need to dangle the carrot so that you spend more money on my courses, spend more money on coaching. And I'm going to tell you that no like and trust takes 6 months, a year. You can't establish it until you have 100 videos, 200 videos posted, pieces of content posted. And it happens over time. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's bullshit. No like and trust. Yes, you do need to build it. You can build it in one piece of content for them to take action. Can you imagine if we were creating content and every piece of content, we're like, how can I build no like and trust in this piece of content? Not little tiny pieces over time. And I'm going to make an offer in 30 days, 60 days, finally, because by then I'll have more no like trust.
By then, haven't I lost the interest of most of my audience anyway? Because they're not even sure why they're showing up for my content. I'm trying to build know, like, and trust, but through my know, like, and trust, my audience is now confused. People who are confused don't buy anything. So why not, build the know, like, and trust immediately? You can do it in one post. You
Yeah.
can then make the offer, and
And
then
to
you're
be clear, we're not saying you only have to post once and you're done, and then you should sell everything. I want to be really clear, but you can create very early on, with very few posts, evoke action from a viewer. It is possible. You can start building an email list immediately. You can get clicks to an offer immediately. You do need to keep showing up. It's your business forever, for years is the goal. So you do need to keep showing up. But it can all happen at the start of your business. It's not a waiting to get ready type situation.
And this isn't just lip service. I mean, we've done it. We
Right.
in the last month, we're like, wow, that's amazing. Well, maybe not now. All right.
Less than a month. Less than a
Yeah.
month where we've started all of our socials from scratch, from zero, right?
Yep.
They are not at thousands and thousands of followers, but we already have a healthy email list. We have conversions into offers, and we're building upon that. And that's what it's about. And we feel good about it. We
And
know
that's the
exactly,
thing, if you
and that's what we're teaching others to do as well. You need to feel
right.
good about it. And this isn't to toot our own horn, it's we understand it. And we want to help more people do it themselves because I just hate seeing people. I mean, we met someone yesterday. They have over 200 videos and they have no offer. And that
It's
person may
heartbreaking.
be listening right now. And I'm so excited to now they're going to have an offer. So we're now moving into that next stage. So if you are here listening with one video or 50 videos or 200 videos, prioritize getting an offer. Yes, you can make content without an offer. It's important to start making content, but it's also really important that you have something for somebody to click on and to buy.
And the best part, you don't have to be married to that offer.
You
You
don't.
can change your offer. You can have multiple offers. You can decide as you're growing that maybe you become more aligned with something else, or even better, you start stacking and having additional offers on top of your primary offer, whatever that looks like to you. But we have to start with something. And like Joanne mentioned, if it's not something that you're really
Oh, we're losing Bonnie.
excited.
We're losing Bonnie. She's cutting out on us. Yeah, I mean, as Bonnie was sharing
That
before we
you're
lost her, if
well
you're
aligned
not
with
feeling
that
excited
product or
about it,
service that you're offering. Then it's the right.
Oh, she's back.
She's coming back. She's coming back. We lost you for a bit and you were just chatting away, but you were gone.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, it comes down to you have to have some connection to it. You don't need to be passionate about it, like it's your passion in life, but you need to be excited to talk about it. You need to be excited to teach about it. And you need to be excited to help other people because that's what it's about. It's not about you. It's about them. And when you're helping other people in your content, then you're not annoying. You're not a yucky salesperson when you actually do that well and with that purpose of how do I serve? How do I help? And you make an offer because that's how you help and serve further. So and that's true. Okay. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. And now you're not pushy because selling isn't about chasing people. I don't want you to run around chasing people like some door to door. Please buy from me. You need to buy from me. Come buy from me. No, I want you to attract. I want you to show them how you're helping and they will come to you. They will come to you. And they'll be excited to work with you because they're going to feel that you're excited to work with them. That's the difference. Yeah. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to still make the offer.
Well, a great analogy is, you know, real estate agents, right? There's tons of them where I live. You can buy a house from anybody, but there's a reason I'm working with that agent. I feel comfortable. I can communicate. They're attentive. They solve my problem. So it's not about how many people are out there selling what. It's who are you and make the sale. Go out there.
Right.
What are you offering?
Right. Yeah. What's in it for my customer? And a real estate agent, the perfect example. If, you know, there's a real estate team that I work with that I have worked with for years. And the reason I continuously go back to them is I know in my heart of hearts that they always have my best interest in mind when they're trying to help me. So out of the thousands of realtors that live in my area, I'm only going to go to one because I like them, know them, trust them, because I know their service is to help me. It's not about them. It's what's in it for me as the consumer.
And it shouldn't feel guilty making money from you. They're giving a service.
Exactly. It's not a bad thing to monetize what you're doing. And offering help and guidance and serving. It's a beautiful thing.
And because of their guidance and service, I'm actually happy to pay them more for certain services than I would for someone else who's giving me the discounted service, because that discounted service doesn't necessarily align with what I'm looking for. It doesn't solve my problem.
Yep. All right. Action steps for today for everyone that's listening. One, if you don't have an offer, go find one now, immediately. Mm-hmm. Create yours, create your own. Get an affiliate offer for something, some type of offer in your niche. Now, go get an offer, make it available on your IG, on your Facebook, have something there ready to roll. You need an offer live. That's step number one. That has to happen immediately. Second, if you're creating content, go back through it. Look at it as the consumer. What are you missing? Are you asking for that next step in your business relationship with your viewers of how you can help them? And then let's start creating content. Your next piece is starting to go for that ask. And you need to do that regularly. And add it into your stories. I love selling in stories because you can put a link in your stories where on in your IG posts and in your IG reels, you can't put a direct link right there, but you can right there in your stories. And then you can save that story to a highlight. And now you have a section where people can go and click and be like, oh, this is awesome. This is where all of her or his offers are. I can see exactly what they have and I'm consuming content further. They're helping me further and I can see exactly how I can work with them more closely. And that's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. So you want to have all of those things available, but you got to actually create it. Get the affiliate link if that's what you prefer. and then ask for it. Direct them where you want to go next. And you don't need to be icky when you do it. You don't need to cold DM people. I hate that advice. That's something I hate with a passion. How about that? Is cold DMing advice. Okay. A cold DM is somebody has not given you any interest whatsoever. And you're reaching out to them. Hey, I see that you're in the same group as me. Or, hey, I saw that you liked this post. I got an offer for you. Don't do that. Nobody likes that. No one likes that. And then you feel really icky after a while. You might be able to do it a little bit, but that's going to feel really gross after a while when you're cold DMing and getting a lot more hate than love. But if you set up a connection funnel where you're giving them content, if they're interested in more, they can comment something. That's them alerting you first. I am interested in this further. And now it's not a cold DM conversation. It's very warm. It's pleasant. You can be human and have a wonderful piece of conversation that's going back and build a relationship, build the know, like, trust right then and there. There is a difference. Anything else you would add to that list for action items today, ladies?
No, that's a great one.
No, I love it. It's the only other thing that I would want you to maybe target on is making sure that while you're putting these pieces together, that your message is very clear.
Yes.
In order for me to take any sort of action on your message, I have to understand what your message is. If your message is very clear, so look at it from, or have someone that has no idea what you're doing, look at your content and go, I absolutely understand what you're trying to tell me or what you're asking me to do.
Right. I love that. And we have that 28 language, marketing language switch ups freebie. So how about I'll drop that in the show notes so people can grab that and see exactly what Bonnie is talking about. It'll be linked below. You can download it immediately and it'll give you really good switch ups of, oh, if you're using this piece of language or copy in your bio, in your content, here's another way that's more targeted to switch it up. And it should help you really get that clarity that you need in your content and the clarity you need in who you're trying to reach.
Right. Because people buy from clarity. They don't buy out of confusion. Confusion causes fear. If I don't understand, I'm going to hang on to my money and I'm not going to buy that. But if I'm 1,000% clear on what your offer is, and I know that that's going to help solve whatever problem I have, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Clarity.
Your
clarity,
business
clarity.
Should feel fun in a sense, not silly fun, but you should be excited about it. You
For
should
sure.
be really clear about who you're helping, who you want to help, and how you help them.
Right.
And when that all aligns, it's beautiful. It's easy. It's not work. It doesn't feel hard. And that's what we help our members inside the collective do. No matter what stage of their business they're in, we help them gain that clarity, that lightness, that everything just feels better, more aligned, and you're just excited because we're looking for more freedom. We're looking for more time freedom. We're looking to monetize something online over a long-term range. We're not here for quick cash grabs because that doesn't exist, and we want to be clear about that.
Right.
But we can help you feel lighter, aligned, and just enjoy your business a heck of a lot more with a community that's got the same goal. So go check out the collective. I'll link that as well below. Right now, we have a 7-day free trial on it. I don't know how long that will be there, but it's there right now. So go click below if that's something you're interested in, that feels really good to you. Go check it out. You can have that free trial, join the community. And of course, always follow the podcast. No suits, no secrets, because we don't want some stuffy suit here. We're here for the everyday entrepreneur that's messy, working from outside, working from the car, posting content during kids' sports, whatever it is, in all of those little moments of the day, and enjoy doing it. But thanks for a great episode, ladies. Follow No Suits, No Secrets. Go give us a rating. Let us know how this episode was for you, what you pulled from it. And be sure to check those links below if you would think those would be helpful for you and where you're at in your business now.